It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergy's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Who's going to be next to challenge the Warhawks of Great Crossing? Will it be the Lyon County Lions or the Indians of Adair County? We're about to find out here. Great Crossing finishing off Magoffin County rather easily, but hey, what a great experience for Magoffin County to be here for the first time ever in the Sweet 16 and to also get here and win a game. But Great Crossing now 35-1, the pre-tournament favorite, and they roll on. They're in the semifinals coming up tomorrow morning. I'm Dan Manning along with Gary Crawford, Lyon County and Adair County coming up. An unusual rematch. 50-point win for Lyon County earlier. I don't think that means anything right here. It's just a score that happened earlier. These teams are probably not thinking about that earlier game either. We're going to find out. We'll talk to the coaches coming up here. We'll be back at Rupp Arena and visit with our head coaches after we step out just a minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Welcome back here to Rupp Arena, getting ready for Lyon County and Adair County to square off. And Ryan Perry, the head coach of the Lions of Lyon County, with us. And by the way, when you talk about the Lyon County Lions, that is spelled L-Y-O-N-S. That's a different lion than those lions in Africa. But you hope your players, the Indians on the other side, I hope the Lions attack the Indians today, right?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. I think it's going to be a really good game. It's a Derrick County team. It's a really good team. They shoot the ball really well. They got some good size inside, and they're really well coached. So I expect it to be a good game today.
Do you think that there's any chance that Adair County paid attention to what Ashton did on defense? Did they try to mimic what they did at all? Does that enter your mind?
I'm sure they did, yeah. I mean, Ashton was elite defensively against us the other day, and I'm sure Coach Breeze watched that film a couple times. I think that's the first time in 5 years that we've had a game where we scored in the 40s. So they did something right. Hopefully we can mitigate that today, though, and kind of get back at the pace that we like to play at and the number of shots we like to get up. But, yeah, Coach Breeze is one of the best coaches in the business, so I know that he took a long look at that film.
The other day at the end of the game, you're tied. You got the ball. You got the all-time leading score in the state of Kentucky. And some people have said, well, I can't believe that that Perry did not take the basketball for that last shot. Was that a brilliant move on your part to move him off the ball and let Brady Shoulders, who I think had a better defensive matchup really than Travis did, was that the game plan?
I mean, yeah, so like I think Brady had struggled really bad in the beginning of the second half, and he was kind of down on himself a little bit, and he played hard there in those last few minutes, really, really hard for us to get back in the game. And I just felt like we would reward him with the ball there. I thought most everybody in the arena thought Travis would have the ball right there. So I just put in Brady's hands. I had a lot of confidence in him, and he came through for us.
You, this team plays extremely well together. Talk a little bit about what life is like away from basketball down in Lyon County for these guys.
Yeah, these guys are best friends, you know, especially the ones that have played together since the second grade. They're together all the time, you know. Just a lot of really good camaraderie amongst the players, all the players on the team. It's a really close-knit group, good set of parents, you know, and the county's falling in behind and just falling in love with them and just followed them, and it's a real good situation right now down there.
Some people think, you know, great coaches make great players. You got to have talent, but they make great – but that can work kind of – I sense that this group, you in working with them – You're a lot better coach today than you were 3 years ago, aren't you?
Yeah, these guys, you know, we pull these guys for a lot of in-game stuff that they think, especially the ones that we relied on for a long time. Like, it's not uncommon at all before the game for us to change the defensive strategy after talking to one of these guys who feels strongly about what we should do or what we shouldn't do. We got a lot of guys, and, you know, we got a lot of guys on our team with really, really high basketball IQs. You can see that just by watching the game. And so if you got guys like that you trust, you know, they're out there the ones doing it. So we, it's not a dictatorship at all. You know, those guys have say and a lot more than people would think. But just a great group, man. Great group of guys and great group of coaches.
How did you beat this team by 50 points during the season? And what's going to be different today?
It was just an anomaly, that game was. That was an outlier. Coach Breeze came down and played us on our senior night. Anybody that would have took that senior night game at our place probably would have had the same outcome. We just got really hot shooting the basketball, played out of our minds, and they didn't play great. It'll be a completely different story. Our guys are smart enough to know that, you know, this team is a really, really good team. That's why they're one of the eight left in the state still playing today. The game's going to look totally different today. It's going to be a hard-fought game because this is a good team with a bunch of really good coaches.
Finally, what's going to be the key for Lyon County defensively today? What's something you've got to do on the defensive end to make it where you can get out and this can be your kind of game?
I think we're really going to have to pressure the guards up. Really, really good team trapping and team defense with the guards, and try to generate some turnovers and get the ball going up and down a little bit. And we got to get to the boards and protect the boards to get the ball out and play fast. So we got to definitely take care of those two things on defense for sure.
I'll be here tomorrow. Great Crossing is going to be here tomorrow.
I hope we are. I hope we're here.
Thank you a lot. Ryan Perry, the head coach of Lyon County. We'll be back, and I tell you what, we're just going to walk right on down and try to catch up with Coach Breeze, because we're about to run out of time, and we'll see if we can catch him before we go to any break. And, Coach Breeze, how are you today?
I'm good. You?
Very good. Really impressed with your team in the opening round. This is a good, well-rounded basketball. This is a game, isn't it, where coaches look out and both coaches say, I got five good players out there. Anybody I've got out there maybe could take over and kind of help us win this game.
No, you're definitely right. I know they got three, maybe four guys with D1 offers. I got two with D1 offers. So, you know, there's a lot of D1 players out here. Obviously, Perry's the only one that's got a high major offer right now. Everybody else has got low to mid-major, but still, you know, everybody's got offers, you know, a lot of offers to play at the next level.
Those mid-majors aren't too bad, are they?
No, not. It didn't look like it last night for some in the state.
This team has beat you by 50 points during the season, but I just talked, and Coach Perry said, hey, anybody that came into Lyon County on that senior night might have faced the same deal. He said our kids know that was an anomaly, an outlier. What about your kids?
Biggest thing is that I think the biggest thing from that is just being on the court with them, you know, because Travis Perry is top, 8-10 all time in the country in scoring, so he's like a mythical figure. If you've never been out there, you know, if you're sitting up here in the stands watching, you're still not on the court playing with him, and the shoulders is so big. But our guys, we got good size too. But we've been on the court and competing with them, so, you know, we know that we can. We had some success in that game, even though we got beat bad. We did have success early. We was up after the first quarter, midway through second. So we had success, and basically all we took out of that game was, you know, you proved that you could, you know, play with them 10, 12 minutes. So, you know, you just got carried after 32. We don't you know, they might be better than us this year. They're ranked third. We're about 15 to 20. But we don't have to be the better team for the year. We got to be the better team for these 32 minutes today.
What can make you the better team? What can you do, you think? What are going to be those keys?
One of the biggest things is, you know, I always say if you lose, if you fail, you lose, you got to learn from it. So these guys are a bunch of seniors. We're juniors. One thing, if we lose today and get beat, it's going to be because of their strength and rebounding. So that should tell my guys, well, if you want to be playing on Saturday morning next year, we got to get stronger in the weight room. So we got to box out and then just don't turn the basketball over. If we do those two things, we'll be all right. They're going to hit shots. I mean, they're probably going to hit more than they did the other day. We might not hit as many as a high percent, but, I mean, you know, like I said, it's a 32-minute game. They might hit four or five straight, and then, you know, percentages usually play out, you know.
Ashland was very successful against him defensively. Does that weigh in at all on what you would do in the game today? Or do you have that same mechanism to work with, you think?
It does. I said, you know, everybody looks at the state tournament draw when you get it. And we kind of seen, all right, Lyon County second round if we make it. And again, we played them, and I kind of thought for a team, there's very few teams that can guard a man. Great Crossing is one, but we can't really guard a man. So I thought to myself, you know what, we're just going to zone. That'll take away some of their catch and shoot threes, make them shoot them where we want them. And then with the regional final, Henderson County zoned them and held them to 56. Ashland zoned the second half the other day, held them to, 45. So, yeah, that does play in. I was like, okay, well, I've seen other teams do this, so that is, you know, that's going to give us the best chance to win. Will that be good enough? I don't know, but it will give us the best chance.
Simple is sometimes better, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Reese, thank you a lot. Good luck.
I appreciate it.
The head coach of the Adair County Indians, and his team coming into this contest 29-7 on the season, and we'll talk a little bit about what kind of year it has been for them. They got off to a great start. They have played a very challenging schedule to get here. Lyon County, they've lost only three games, and they played a challenging schedule. I think this will be a dandy right here between these two teams based on what we saw out of Adair County in the opening round of this tournament. We're going to find out. We'll be back right after we step out for 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
We are back at Rupp Arena. Our pregame clock showing about 10 more minutes till tip-off. Dan is making his way back from the interviews back to our station here. We are located right behind the Lyon County bench, and we'll have a bird's eye view of Lyon County and how they go about their business in terms of coaching and timeouts, those kinds of things. So anyway, we are anxiously awaiting the start of this game, of course, and the pregame festivities are about to begin.
We'll be we'll step out right now, I think, Gary. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back with more pregame information for you. Getting ready for Lyon County and Adair County, the Indians and the Lions. And do want everybody to know, coming up at halftime, and this won't mean anything to a lot of our listeners, but a cousin of mine, Natasha Cook, who was Natasha Manley from Mount Sterling, was a cheerleader for Montgomery County. And she's a cheerleading sponsor at Lyon County, and she's going to be our guest coming up at halftime for anybody that might know somebody that might want to listen in that wouldn't ordinarily be listening to the game that might want to hear Natasha. You might pass that along. We'll be back. More pregame information coming up here from Rupp Arena after we step out a couple of minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Sometimes.
Well, Lyon County's lost only three games all year. We've talked about it. They went and they took on Father Tolton out of Columbia, Missouri, and lost 71-54. That was the fourth game of the year for them. And then in late January, back to back, they lost to Newport in the All-A Classic, 50-48. And that was the Newport team that lost to Campbell County last night, although a great player. For Newport, only played a few seconds in that game last night because of an injury. And then not to take anything away from Campbell County, certainly. And then they lost to Henderson County that was in their region, 78-73 on the last day of next to last day of January for their third loss. Haven't lost since then. So they won 13 games in a row, and they came back and beat Henderson County in the championship game of that second region tournament, 56-44. They played, you know, what you do, what most teams do anymore. If you're really good, you go out in December and through the tournament period and maybe a little portion of January, and you play a lot of good teams. Then you get within your region and you play all your region teams, and the schedule it normally gets a little bit easier for you, Gary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what this team did for the most part. I mean, they played a number of out-of-state teams,
They played a really good DeSales team in late December, and Frederick Douglass beat Frederick Douglass by 21, beat Lexington Catholic by 20, beat Warren Central by 13. Those are good teams. Their high-scoring game of the year was against University Heights, 114-68. The most exciting game, from talking to a lot of people that may have been played in high school basketball in Kentucky, was the 10th day of February when Lyon County beat Bowling Green 90-89 in double overtime. And we know that Bowling Green program has been a really good one. So Lyon County in the opening round, hey, held to 45 points. They went just barely above half of their regular average, but they won. You know, they proved they can win games there. But boy, it was quite a struggle. They didn't shoot the ball extremely well. The biggest problem was they didn't make threes. 2 of 16 3-point shots, and they'll have to do better than that today. Adair County made 9 of 17 threes in beating Marshall County 72-55. I go back and forth on the three balls so much, Gary Crawford.
I do too.
Who's to say, hey, if you shoot them and you make them, that's great. And if you shoot them and you don't make them, people talk about that.
Yeah.
And forth we go.
I think you're trying to live too much with the three, and it's interesting how exciting it is when they're going in. But otherwise, not so much.
And it's a family affair. Coach Ryan Perry's father, the coach's father, so Travis's grandfather, is the scorekeeper for Lyon County. He said he's done it for about the last 6 years, so hey, he just wanted to be right in the middle of the fray. We're going to take the timeout. We'll step out, and then we'll be back and have the national anthem and pregame activities in 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Anthem, Western Hills High School chorus presenting the national anthem before this game. Lyon County, the home team, white uniforms, bright gold numerals, and purple trim. And on the other end, Dare County, they're in blue uniforms with a light silver numeral trimmed in red on the Indians. So we're right behind the Lyon County bench here for this contest. And we'll get to watch Coach Ryan Perry and during the timeouts. Let's head back right now to our public address announcer for starting lineups.
Welcome to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, the heart of the bluegrass, for quarterfinal round play of the 106th Kentucky High School Athletic Association UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Today's game features the champions of Region 5, the Indians of Adair County, and the champions of Region 2, the Lions of Lyon County. And fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now, let's meet the starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. For Adair County, at forward, number 21, Brayton Krumer. For Lyon County, at forward, number 1, Lucas Breedlove. For Adair County, at forward, number 4, Carter White. For Lyon County, at forward, number 10, Ray Kirk. For Adair County, at guard, number 5, Isaiah Cochran. For Lyon County, at forward, number 22, Brady Shoulders. For Adair County, at guard, number 14, Connor Loy. For Lyon County, at guard, number 5, Jack Reddick. For Adair County, at guard, number 20, Lane Grant. And for Lyon County, at guard, number 11, Travis Perry. And introducing the head coaches for Adair County, the head coach is Darren Breeze. And for Lyon County, the head coach is Ryan Perry. Your officials are Brian Johnson, Jeffrey Ely, and Michael Stokes. The ultimate official is David Anderson.
So we're ready to go here. It'll be Lyon County left to right on your dial in this opening half of play. Again, for Adair County, Isaiah Cochran, 6'7", junior, tremendous talent, Gary Crawford. We really, he's a player that we hadn't had a chance to see before, and he can certainly be a game changer, but they have a number of players that can do that. And Dawson Gilbert, a 6'3 sophomore who will come off the bench for Adair County in terms of play. You know, Lyon County, they don't go to their bench a lot. They'll bring in two guys, usually Carson Collins and Isaac Depew, and they're a pair of sophomores, and they do well in filling roles. But I think the guy off the benches that could be a big difference in this game is Dawson Gilbert, a 6'3 sophomore. We're ready to go.
Crowd has really filtered back in for this one. I think Travis Perry's presence really adds to some of the excitement.
Great crowds on hand from the from Lyon County, and I think it's not a very big school, remember, and in Dare County, not huge either. Tip controlled by the Lions, and here's Reddick, the point guard, gives it to Perry off the left wing. He's being defended to start off with by Lane Grant. Here's Reddick, and Reddick's going to fire three, no good, off the iron, and the rebound is claimed by Lane Grant. Lane Grant, a senior, strong physical player, that was the ball knocked away and out of bounds. And I said Lane Grant. Brayton Krumer was that guy. Krumer wears 21. Grant wears 20. And they both have a little bit of facial hair, but Grant's got a lot more. There's the long pass over in the right corner. No shot there. And this Lyon County team, they score a lot of points, but they play defense hard down the baseline. They get it inside to Coomer or to Cochran, and Cochran gives it right back out, gets it back deep in the right corner. Spins against Bree Love, goes for the basket, puts it up and in. Isaiah Cochran puts Adair County into the lead at 2-0. A beautiful move. Boy, he can really move shoulders. Takes it down the lane, forces up a shot, and it goes in.
Shoulders very physical and strong inside.
Early defense. Just kind of three-quarter court zone press. Cochran gets it down across the timeline. Long pass, and it's intercepted by Shoulders. Shoulders long pass down to Perry. Had trouble handling, but gets it, puts it up, no good. Battles for the rebound, and picked up in there finally by Shoulders, and they're fighting for it in there. No calls, and the ball is taken away by Perry. A three out of the left corner is no good, and finally it belongs to the Indians.
They're letting them play.
What a battle that was. I tell you, Coach Breeze was up down there. Letting the officials hear from him. Left corner three is up and no good. Shoulders is the rebound.
He is not going to let anybody, even his own teammate, have it.
Missed by Carter White. Here's a pass underneath and laying it up and getting fouled again with no call. Bray Kirk, wow, he got hammered. Now it's taken away. Kirk gets it back, goes for the basket, off the Shoulders, lays it up and in. 4-2 Lyon County. You better have a layup, and you better be strong to the basket with the layup right now.
They're going to make you earn it.
We played 2.5 minutes. Here out is Connor Lloyd. Lloyd, first time I think he's touched the ball in the offensive end. He's really the playmaking guard. He's the guy that usually runs the show. Over on the right side, there's a three that's up, and it's no good by Grant, but rebounded. Put back up, and it's no good. And put back up again by Grant, and it's no good. And the tip out comes, and finally, it's Bray Kirk with it. Gets it down across the timeline. They knock it away. Gets it back. He moves in, and finally, I think players keep waiting for the foul to be called and for the whistles to blow, and they're not blowing. So you better just keep on playing. Here is the ball in Shoulders' hands. Spins into the lane. A little quick shot. Does not go down. Rebound. Battle for. And Grant comes away with it. Lyon County with a 4-2 lead, and this is going to be a game where you better value a possession. Here's the ball outside, and Loy dumps it in the left corner. Cochran will fire a three up. It's no good. Rebound tipped way outside, so Adair County able to get it back. Now Cochran again. He walked, got away with it, goes down inside over Breedlove. Missed the layup. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Adair County.
A hectic first three in almost 4 minutes, Dan.
I mean, you had more action for a 4-2 game. And here's the entry pass. Ready to come in. White gets it in the corner to Cochran. They're right up on him. Back outside. Grant takes it, and now Connor Loy with it. Ready. Closes on him. Down over on the right side, they get it to Coomer. Now back to Loy. So Adair County trying to settle into an offense right now. Here's Cochran down the lane. Feeds it off. Going up, missing the shot, close to the basket, and we get a whistle and a foul on the rebound as Coomer put it up there, didn't get it, but going back for the rebound. Gets the rebound, is fouled by Bray Kirk. I think Kirk got that foul because he's a sophomore.
Maybe so.
Call
it. It appears.
There's an entry pass, knocked away, taken away. Foul's there, they didn't call. Reddick goes down, lays it up and in.
Yeah, Perry and Reddick both were after the long pass outside. Knocked it away.
6-2, Lyon County. Coming down, Coomer sends it out to White. A three is good. He got wide open on that right side. 6-5. Here it comes down. Shoulders looking. Hands it to Breedlove. Left baseline, missed a shot. Rebound. Good block out, but Shoulders tapping and battling. Finally, Connor Loy gets it. Sends it down to Grant on the right side. He's running. Goes down on the baseline. Coomer sends it back outside. There's a three by Coomer in and out. Bray Kirk with the rebound. Adair County racing back on defense. Try to avoid that transition. And
yeah, that's a Lyon County game, is it? That long outlet pass to transition.
Shoulders for a three. No good. Long, deep rebound comes out. Taken out there by White. Here's Lloyd coming down. Doesn't have numbers. Now sends it to Grant. Goes in on the right side. challenges Breedlove, and Breedlove gets called for the foul.
Breedlove was vertical all the time that the shot was going up until the last instant, and then he slapped down and committed the foul.
We get a timeout. 2:56 left to play here in the opening quarter of action. It's a 6-5 lead for Lyon County, and we'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit ambergesfarmmachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Lane Grant at the free throw line puts it up and in. Grant will have an opportunity now to put his team into the lead. Averages 5.8 points a game. First point for him in the contest. Right hand shooter puts it up and it rolls in. A lot of metal, but it stayed in, and the lead belongs to Adair County at 7-6. They led 2-0. Now they lead 7-6. 2:54 to play, opening quarter. Travis Perry comes down with the basketball, sends it over to Shoulders, down in the lane. And Reddick has to send it back to Shoulders, and now Reddick will move back outside. Fires a long three. No good. The rebound is trying to save it inbounds and into the game now for Lyon County. Was Carson Collins, a 5'11 sophomore, and could not save it, so it's out of bounds. And it belongs to Adair County. Press applied, also in for Lyon County now is Isaac DeFew, a 6'5 sophomore. Cochran with the ball. And Gilbert is in the game with those bright yellow shoes. I didn't even have to look for his number. I knew who that was. Gilbert's over on the right wing right now. Lloyd goes that way. Gilbert fires the three. No good. Deep rebound in the corner. Perry able to dig it out. He's bringing it down. Doesn't have anything ahead of him. Left side. Reddick. Right back to Perry, who dribbles and spins. And he goes up for a three, and it bounces off. Rebound is tipped and goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Lyon County.
Shoulders had a piece of it and it was knocked away, and it just went off Adair County's back.
So, Lyon County with the ball. Here's Perry. Sends it into Shoulders, who goes to the basket, has it knocked away and out of bounds. It'll stay again with Lyon County.
And again for Adair County is number 11, Blaine Barton. And he replaces number 4, Carter White.
Here is it. Perry deep in the right corner. The three will not go down. Rebound. Shoulders gets it, and we get a whistle and a foul. And that'll be against Adair County. They trying to keep Shoulders from getting a rebound, and it's on Isaiah Cochran, so he gets the first foul. Lyon County, outside, Reddick, right side. There's Collins, the three. It's no good. Rebound is tipped out, and the ball goes out of bounds. So Lyon County's struggling shooting the ball right now. No question about that. They're trailing 7-6 here with 1:35 to go. And they're getting a lot of shots, Gary Crawford.
A lot of shots. Absolutely.
Here, Adair County with the ball. Into the game for them right now for Adair County is Blaine Barden, 5'11 junior. He came in and made a three in the first game of the tournament off the bench. Cochran tried to go inside. It's picked off by DeFew. Lead pass ahead. Riddick coming down. Oh, great pass ahead. And rolling it up and in is DeFew. What a great pass.
Great pass.
8-7. Lyon County back into the lead. Here's Cochran with it. Cochran double team down at the timeline, able to get rid of it. Now, Lloyd going down the lane and puts it up. No good. The rebound.
No
shoulders. Well, they're letting him play.
See?
Long pass down underneath to DeFew. Puts it in.
Great pass from the head of the circle going down underneath. A bounce pass right through the lane.
Wow. I was trying to tell if that was Collins or DeFew with that. And they haven't put it on the board yet, I don't think. The lead is 10-7. Now down on the left baseline, there's Gilbert with it, looking
in the corner,
trying to get Cochran posted up in there, and they do. And he gets it knocked away, taken away.
Here they go on the transition.
Perry sends it down to Shoulders, who spins inside, puts it up and in. Count the basket, and the foul is on Loy. This is I don't want to, you know, the people who share with us throughout the season, they say, well, Dan's on the officials a little bit. I'm just trying to tell you this. There's a lot of contact, Gary Crawford. I mean, a lot
of contact. Anything, as the old saying goes, it doesn't draw blood, not a foul.
Free throw is missed. It's 12-7. And that was DeFew that made that other field goal. He's got four now.
Yeah.
And now the right corner, Gilbert for a three.
Yeah.
Down. And he got that right before the buzzer to end the opening quarter. A little momentum for Adair County as they trail 12-10 at the end of one period. And we'll be back with second quarter action coming up a minute from now on the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Josh Kaufman of Kaufman Funeral Home. There's a basic misconception in my industry that quality and affordability can't coexist. Many people think that spending a lot of money is a necessity in giving your loved one a proper burial. Let me show you how Kaufman Funeral Home can help you be proud of the final arrangements you make, at the same time doing it affordably. Stop by and see us at 315 South Queen Street or call 498-2273. Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, where quality and affordability go hand in hand.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
We only had 22 points scored between the two teams in the first quarter, and four of those got scored in the last 13 seconds, two for each team. Lyon County with the lead, but they've made only 6 of 18 field goals. They've missed all 5 threes and missed a free throw. Adair County, fewer shots, 3 of 13. They've made 2 of 7 and 2 of 2 for the line. And Adair County is out of rebound line. County 15-8. Turnovers, 6 on Adair County, none on Lyon County. So you got, yeah. And now falling down outside is Connor Loy. Gets called for traveling.
Well,
I think he tripped over his own man.
He sure did.
Yeah, there. Brayden Coomer was there after the inbound. He tripped over him. So Lyon County gets it. That's the 7th turnover on Adair County here this first half of play. There is Lyon County with the ball. Reddick to Shoulders, who's going to fire a long three up, and it doesn't go. Rebound by Cochran. Cochran lets everybody clear. Now he sends a pass down the right side to Gilbert. Cochran gets it back. Now Loy on the left side. Does Lyon County low three-quarter court press even after a missed shot. Now down the left side of the lane, angling, laying it up and in is Brayden Coomer. Coomer's first two, and we are tied at 12 apiece. Here's Perry, a three that is in and out. Rebounded, put back up, no good by Collins. or a rebound, battle for, put back up and in. What a great hustle play.
There's a shot goes up. It's a fight for the ball.
Carson Collins, that's a great effort by the sophomore there. He's about 6'1". He was in there battling some bigger people, and now we get a jump ball near midcourt as Shoulders and Reddick teamed up and tied up Grant, and the possession arrow goes with Lyon County.
Adair County faithful are not too happy with some of the whistle blowers.
Nor Lyon County's fans. I mean, this is a Nova. You're happy. You're a little happier if you're ahead.
Yeah.
But if you're behind, you're definitely not happy. Here's Reddick. Long three in and out. And Cochran the rebound. They're just
not able to get those threes to knock down, but they're taking some long ones.
Yeah, they're way outside. Connor Lloyd driving down, going to go all the way to the basket. Puts it up, no good, but a foul will be on DeFue. DeFue gets his first personal foul. That's the third foul of the first half, and the first foul of the second quarter on either team. And here's Connor Lloyd trying to get his game going. Lloyd's free throw up and good. Lloyd has had a couple of field goal opportunities, has not scored, but now he's trying to tie the game at 14 apiece as DeFue and Collins come out. Back in our starters, Breedlove. He comes in along with Bray Kirk, and the free throws are made, and we are tied at 14 apiece. Reddick brings it down. The defense is his own for Adair County. It's a kind of a 1-2-2. Lloyd playing the point. Now they go into Perry. Yeah, Travis Perry, a little fall away 15-footer, hits the bottom of the net. His first 2 points. Lyon County back into the lead at 16-14. Here's a ball knocked away, but getting it back. Adair County, Lloyd penetrates, goes for the basket, and puts it up and in and draws a foul. The foul is going to be on Kirk, and that'll be his second.
We just can't avoid the go vertical and the hands high and all that until the last second. And as Kirk did right then, slapped down.
Free throw is no good, so we are tied at 16 apiece. It'll be Collins coming back into the game. He'll replace Kirk at the next break. Breedlove over on the left wing. Perry is setting up in the middle of the defense. He wants the ball. He has a player that's just a little bit shorter on him right now. Perry takes it, dumps it right side. Kirk, an open three, is good.
High arching.
And the first three that they've been able to make. And now Kirk's going to stay in the game. Collins, they brought him back from the scores table.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, let's leave him in here with that three. We'll risk a third foul. Here is Cocker down near the timeline. Cross-court pass. Goes over on the right side to White. Didn't have anything over there. Now Cocker on the left wing. Perry on the front of the zone.
Yeah,
being played by Lyon County. Lloyd to Cochran in the middle. They get it. He goes right back to Cochran. Coomer setting up in the middle of that defense. Now Lloyd with it, dribbling away from Perry. Goes left side. There's a three that's up and no good. Put up by Cochran and rebounded. And we get a foul on Adair County battling for that rebound. It's going to be Carter White getting his first foul.
There's a battle for every rebound.
Oh, I mean, we're talking about fierce. This is not...
Once these players figure out they're not going to call anything that's mild anyway. Has to be pretty...
Here's Reddick, shoulders. Perry steps out, couldn't get the three away. Good job of defending him by White. Now Reddick driving in, spinning, weaving. Floats it up there, missed a shot. Rebound. Shoulders puts it back up and in. Shoulders has 8 points.
He's just very effective.
Shoulders was, he committed to Tennessee Martin, and now the coach is leaving, and he may go somewhere else. He has lifted his commitment, maybe to go with his coach. Here, right corner. There is White, a three. This one does not go down, but rebounded by Coomer. They still have it in the lane. Loy gives to White. Can't get a shot away. Loy down on the baseline. Coomer, they go inside to Cochran. He can't get a shot off. Back outside, they take it. White penetrates now. Gives it up. Grant knocked away by Perry. Lyon County has it. Perry down the right side. Stops and fires a three. That's no good. And the rebound is claimed by Dare County.
Perry, that time I thought just rushed the shot a little bit.
3:18 left to play in the first half. 21-16 Lyon County. There's the ball deep in the left corner to White. They send it back out front to Loy. Got away from Perry on the front of the zone. Goes up from 15, missed his shot. Reedlove gathers the rebound in. Shoulders will bring it himself. 6'5", always strong. He spins, he weaves, he goes up. Missed his shot, may have been a charge, didn't call it. Rebounded by Adair County. So, Adair County still down by 5. Grant drives into the lane, sends it to White. His 3, it is no good. Rebounded by Shoulders. Boy, Shoulders is all over the glass. That's his 7th rebound of the first half. We've got 2:36 to go before intermission. Well, the pace of the game, probably Adair County likes it, you know, in terms of the scoring. But let me tell you, the scoring doesn't tell you the pace of the game. I mean, this has
not
been
at all
up and down. The few ready to come back in. Driving along the baseline and a reverse layup by Perry. No good. Put back by up and
Shoulders.
In by Shoulders.
Shoulders controlling the paint right now for Lyon County.
He's got 10 points. 23-16 the score. Here's Loy. Got him double-teamed and able to get rid of it underneath. Wide open as Whiter lays it in.
Lyon County was...
They thought they were going
to
be off.
Steal.
Yeah, they thought they were going to be headed the other way, didn't they, Gary?
Absolutely.
Here's Reddick with it. His team up by 5. Reddick is going to start in on the left side. Goes behind the screen. Dumps it down to Shoulders, who puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in.
He plays right through all the contact, Dan.
25-18. He is a man among boys right now under the glass. Adair County's in there battling, and
they just can't deal with him.
Here's Loy open for a three. It's no good. Shoulders another rebound. Fires a long pass down to Reddick. Back to Perry. Back to Reddick out of the corner. A three is no good. Perry got hammered as they went and started to go for a rebound. That'll be a foul on Adair County. And the foul is going to go against Brayton Cook, or Brayton Coomer. Coomer gets his first foul. We got a timeout on the floor. Lyon County leading 25-18, 1:11 to go in the half, and we'll be back in just a minute.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
Shoulders has a double-double here in this first half, 12 points, 10 rebounds. Travis Perry with the left side, trying to drive in. Goes up from 14 feet, knocks down a jump shot. Got a little bit of separation there. Has his second field goal of the game, and it's a 9-point lead. All of a sudden, it happened very quickly. You got to watch that. That happens. Lyon County can score a lot in a hurry. Adair County with Loy, and he gets fouled by Collins.
Collins anticipated
a move one way and
move, and guess what?
He took the punishment. That's like,
he got a hard lick on his shoulder.
Cochran goes up from 13 feet and banks in a shot. I don't know if he called it, but it doesn't matter. It counts. They needed it. Cochran's second field goal. 27-20 and timeout taken by, I think that was Adair County.
Yeah,
and so we got a timeout with 46.1 seconds to go in this first half, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Dan Manley and Gary Crawford with you from Rupp Arena. I love it when the math is easy. The two teams collectively are 20 of 60 from the field. No, they're not. They're 20 of 56 from the field. That's not easy math, but I that's about 37% collectively.
Yeah, just short of 40%.
Yeah, they're not shooting the ball real well, but Lyon County has the lead, 27-20. They're going to hold the ball for the last shot right now. Yeah. Adair kind of took the timeout, but now they're kind of changing up their defense just a little bit in terms of where people are. But here's Reddick. He comes over on the right side, and now we get a timeout taken by Lyon County. Hey, it's 27-20. Points are pretty special, so you want to. And they're going to try to see if they can come up with a basket here.
In the last
possession arrow rests with Adair County to begin the second half right now. And Breedlove is going to come back into the game for the Lions. He is, I don't know what he is on the season. I can't remember, but he's pretty good shooting the three ball out of the left corner. And sometimes a guy that gets left alone. And that's, as we saw, sometimes you don't do what teams expect you to do, and that works out really good. And we'll see what happens here if Lyon County elects to give Breedlove maybe a shot in the corner if they can get the ball to him, and he happens to be open, all those things. Breedlove, only 3 of 6 on the season, so he hasn't shot it much. Here's Perry, dribbles right. Oh, he's going to go up for the three. Good. He worked off the screen, and now a shot by Loy that's off the backboard from midcourt. The first half comes to an end. Perry held to only 7 points in the first half. He got 5 of those really late. Shoulders picking up the slack with a dozen, and Lyon County leads 30-20 here at the halftime break. Don't go away. We got a special halftime guest. We'll go over the scoring stats. We'll return to Rupp Arena in 90 seconds.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
We are back here at halftime, and it's a 10-point lead for Lyon County as they're up on Adair County 30-20 here in this quarterfinal round game, playing for the right to move on and play Great Crossing coming up here in the semifinal round tomorrow. We have joining us here at halftime Natasha Cook, but she's Natasha Manley Cook, who grew up in Mount Sterling. Mm-hmm. And her dad, who's no longer with us, boy, we sure wish he was here, because didn't he love Travis and the connection of these families. The name is now Cook, and yes. You and your husband, you have two daughters.
Yes, sir.
And the oldest daughter has been dating Travis Perry for how long?
6 years now.
6 years now.
Yes.
They got to watch it. You know, 7 years is common law, I think. you got to watch that.
Yes, they moved into Lyon County when he was in sixth grade, and my daughter was in eighth.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so she's now moved on. She's at Western Kentucky University, but have they ever had a breakup?
No, sir.
They've never had a breakup?
No, sir. In fact, my husband and I say all the time they get along better than we do. So I guess that says a lot.
Give us the inside scoop on Travis Perry. What's he like when he comes to into the cookhouse and comes for dinner? What do you find him to be like?
I mean, just an all-around good person. Comes from a wonderful family, and not only like his parents, but his grandparents. He's always had that support system of both sides, and anywhere they travel, it's nothing for them all to go. And, you know, I think that's been important over the years. His dad's been very instrumental in coaching him and his friends, and, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people think it's very easy to do what they do, but, you know, you have to come up with finances, and you have to travel time and work off and, you know, just planning. So it takes a lot of commitment to be where they are today. And so that's why it's just so wonderful to see him be successful, because all that work and gym time and afterwards, and, you know, not going here because you're going to practice, or not going on a trip because you're actually going on a basketball trip, you know. So it's taken a lot of commitment from him and his family over the years.
Did you always know he was going to Kentucky, and you just didn't want to tell anybody? I mean,
no, sir, I did not. I mean, you know, he just kept an open mind about it all the time, and he visited many schools, and I will have to say, you know, all through the years, he wore a lot of blue, and many of his teams, whenever we would see him, like from sixth grade, and I think even before then, you know, they were always Wildcats. Like, that would be the name of the team, and that probably gave a little bit of a hint. But, you know, his mom, she graduated from UK, you know, as a doctor, and then his dad graduated from UK as a pharmacist. So, you know, they have an alumni, you know, that they supported there, too. So.
Now, you, your husband Charles, tell everybody what you and Charles have been doing over these years down there.
Oh, at Lyon County?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Now, what's Charles do for a living?
Well, he's a pharmaceutical rep, so he travels quite a bit. And then I teach kindergarten, and I have, for 25 years, 24, 25 years.
25 years?
Yeah.
Yes. Kindergarten?
Yeah. Well, not all kindergarten. I had some first, second, third, you know, I've been, you know, different grade levels, but I'm right now in kindergarten, and it's been my favorite.
Yeah, you love kids.
I love kids, and that's why I'm doing the cheer thing, you know. I've coached cheer now since Caroline was in second grade, and then I continued until Ashley decided she wanted to do it, and Ashley is a freshman now at Lyon County. And so I'll continue, and hopefully until she graduates.
There you go. And Caroline is at Western Kentucky, is that right?
Yes, she is a sophomore, but luckily we think she's going to graduate as a junior.
And she's studying to be?
Civil engineer.
Civil engineer. Mm-hmm. We need civil engineers. You come back to Montgomery County right now and do really. I mean, there's plenty of work waiting on her. She'd just become a surveyor. You don't have to go to engineering. I mean, the surveying.
I know.
That is so true. It's a big deal.
Yeah. I know. That would be good. I always say, you know, she got the math from my dad because my dad loved math, you know, working at Lexmark for all those years and then Apollo. And so I always tell her, I think she got it from him. So.
Yeah. Your dad, Rick, loved to follow Travis. I mean,
I heard
about Travis Perry a long time before most people in the state had heard
about
Travis.
Probably the golf course.
Yeah.
And our church, of course.
Yeah. And how about your mother, Frida? Is she here today?
Oh, yes, absolutely. She doesn't miss a game as long as, you know, it's in the area. My husband, Charles, he is so nice about always going to get her and allowing her to be here. And I hate to say it, but we get mail at the house, you know, on Easter and Valentine's Day, and it's to Travis Perry because, like, she loves my girls and she loves them.
Yeah. Here's the question. Do y'all have a plane? I mean, you're going to need an airplane.
I know. We're going to need something like to get us places like a lot faster than what we do now, aren't we?
Ryan, Coach Perry plans on continuing to coach because he's got Parker coming up. You're going to be cheerleading coach still, and then Travis is going to be playing at UK, and you got to visit Western every once in a while, and then I don't know how you're going to. I hope your schedule is.
I know.
Charles just gets to drive the bus, I guess.
Yes, he's used to driving. That's pretty much what he does on a daily basis. So I guess so.
Natasha, do you understand the game of basketball pretty well?
Oh no, mm-mm, no.
Don't even go there.
No, don't even go there. Like I say all the time, I just listen and I clap and I know. You know, like when they score and it's a three-pointer and a two-pointer and the fouls and all that kind of, I understand the game, but not behind the scenes or anything.
You don't want to.
Absolutely not. I'm gonna stay on my coaching side.
How about the cheerleading squad? Have you had a good year?
Yes.
That can mean a lot of things, having a good year for a cheerleading squad.
Yes. Last year was my first year as the head coach. I've always been the assistant coach. And so last year was my first year as the head coach, and we did go to state, and so we were excited about that. This year, of course, in the last 2 years, I lost 16 girls for being seniors, and so that was a big hit on our cheer squad. So we're in a rebuilding phase right now. So in regions, you know, the top two teams go, and we were the third. So we missed it by one. I'm very proud of them. You know, they're starting to build up. I can't say enough about the community because, like with cheer, you don't realize what an expense it is because when you qualify for Class A, you know, I've got to have the money to have a bus driver. You know, we've got to have the motel rooms. We've got to have all, you know, that in place before we know that we can go cheer. And so we spent all of our money. And so, you know, when we found out the boys were coming to state, you know, we had to build that money back up. And so, in a matter of like 4 days, they doubled what they needed and more.
Yeah.
So our community is an outpour. I would say, I'm not joking, probably the only person left in the county may be the sheriff, so he can guard everything while we're all away.
Yeah. And Eddyville's not a real big place.
So
to raise money, it's different than it would be a lot of places.
Yes, it is. And that's what is just so amazing is, you know, the businesses and the parents and even families outside the community, you know, just that they know somebody on the squad and they're just, you know, giving a donation. You know, since we've been up here, we've had two people pay for our meals. You know, it's just an outpour of love. To be from a small town is a wonderful thing to be from.
Natasha Cook, our guest here. Yes. Natasha, thank you so much for giving us a little insight on what's going on in Lyon County. We'll be back. Mm-hmm. It's halftime. It's Lyon County 30.
Yes.
Go Lions.
Go Lions.
And Adair County 20. We'll be back and give you the numbers for the first half coming up in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room
will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
The conversation at halftime in the locker rooms, I think for both teams really is, guys, you know, let's get back out there, get some shots in, and, hey, just do everything you did in the first half, but find the rim a little bit better. Lyon County finally picked it up late, but they shot 40% from the field, but only made 2 of 11 threes in the game, and
including,
Travis,
the
last one. Yeah.
Last one that Perry was able to knock down at the end.
18.2% the scoring for Adair County. They have nobody with more than 5 points in the game, and that's quite a low guard who at 5 points made a three. Cochran and Loy with four apiece. Grant and Coomer with two apiece. Gilbert had three off the bench. Barton and Burton played, didn't score. Lyon County, led by Brady Shoulders, big first half. 6 of 12 from the field. Dozen points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist. Travis Perry was 7, 4 for DeFew coming off the bench, and he finished well. He finished, they were layups that he made, but I mean, he had people hanging on him, I think, and he got them both down. And then 2 points for Collins, who also made a nice play on the inside. Kirk with 3 and Reddick with 2. Reddick was only 1 of 6 from the field and missed all 4 of his threes. Assists in the game for Adair County, 5 assists for Adair County on 7 field goals, 14 field goals for Lyon County, and they had 7 assists. Adair County 4 of 5 from the line, and Lyon County only got to the line for 1 free throw, and Shoulders missed that one, so that's where we stand. Turnovers, though, how about this number? 8-1. Lyon County had only 1 turnover. 8 for Adair County. 8 points off turnovers for Lyon County. So that's the bulk of your point differential here at halftime with the Lions up by 10 over Adair County. But certainly this game still, you get a sense it very much hangs in the balance. If but Adair County to be able to
but
win.
But it could go the other way. Just
it could go.
Quickly.
I mean, yeah, Adair County can put a bunch of points on the board in a hurry. I think Cochran's got to come alive for Adair County. He had 4 points there in that first half, 2 of 5 from the field. He had 3 rebounds. Coomer had 6 rebounds. The rebounding was 2018 Lyon County. So it wasn't the Indians got beat on the glass.
It was a battle in there.
As we come back to play, it's going to be Adair County's ball to begin this third quarter of action. A great crowd on hand here at Rupp Arena for this quarterfinal round game. We'll be back tonight for 2 more. But right now, all eyes on Adair County and Lyon County. And the defense is a zone, and there's the ball knocked away by Kirk, and it's picked up inside by Shoulders. So now a long pass down the right side for Kirk from Perry, who goes under, blocked by Cochran. And what a defensive play by him. Both players hit the deck.
Acrobatic block. He blocked it and went up high, then reached backward to block the shot. He ended up landing hard on the rear end.
To start that one out, what a pass by Perry. I mean, he threw it 3/4 of the length of the floor on a dime. Missed the shot, though, Perry did. Rebound, Kirk puts it back up and in. Bray Kirk with his second field goal, and it is 32-20. So a little run going by Lyon County. Adair County needs points. Gilbert is in the game. Off on the left side, they go into Cochran. Cochran going for the glass, puts it up, no good. Roll off the rim after hitting the glass, and Kirk with a rebound coming down. Kirk stops. He says, I'm going to try a three. Good. Wow. Bray Kirk with five quick points. And there's 35-20, and Derrick County's going to take a timeout.
Yeah. They got to stop that right now.
It's going to be a 30-second timeout, and 7:08 to go here in this third quarter, and we'll keep it right here, Gary Crawford. We'll want to start. That's the thing, and I got to say, for Coach Breeze, he did the right thing. Calling that quick time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't let
before it gets out of hand.
Yeah, if it goes much further, then you're in a position where you don't really expect to be able to come from behind. And
was it the term that comes to mind when you think about Lyon County, just observing here, is a term called spurtability.
Spurtability.
Was that a Dick Vitale word or something?
I don't know.
Somebody's word.
We'll have to.
They got it.
It's now in the Funkin' Wagnalls. It's not in the Webster, but I don't know. Here we go. Derrick County driving all the way in, going for the basket. Missing the driving layup was Coomer, rebounded by Kirk. He races all the way down, going to go for the basket, lays it up and in. Bray Kirk has kind of taken over the game.
With the head of steam, they couldn't get anybody in front of him to stop him.
Kirk's on a 7-0 run. Himself scoring-wise. Coomer down inside. His shot is partially blocked by Breedlove. Rebounded by Shoulders. Long pass down. Reddick goes in. Tried to send it back to Perry, who gets it and fires a three. Oh, that did go in. If that had gone, I mean, the roof would have come out rough. And on the rebound, we get a foul that's going to go against the Lions. Kirk gets the foul. The thing about that's his third foul. The thing about that was Perry getting that shot off as quickly as he did.
He can release it in just a
came off
blink.
In front of the rim, though. But here we go. And there's Gilbert for a three. It doesn't go. Rebound by Kirk. Runs down the left side.
Here he comes.
He's
They're not going to stop him.
Steam. He goes all the way, lays it up and in. 39-20. Back the other way. Coomer goes in. He missed it. Kirk again. Kirk got another rebound. Stops. Speeds it off to Reddick. Now gives it off inside Shoulders. Lays it up and in. And it is 41-20.
Just like
11-0 run in less than 2.5 minutes for Lyon County. I guess we're seeing now how there's that score earlier was 50 points. And now going in. The shot is blocked by Breedlove as Grant tried to get it to the rim. It'll be played by Adair County. And checking in is Coomer is going to come out and be replaced by Carter White. Entry pass coming. And there is Gilbert for a three. And it bounces in. What a great touch. Dawson Gilbert. That's his second three of the game. 41-23 our score in a timeout with 5:27 left to play in the third quarter. We'll be right back here at Rupp in just 1 minute.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Kentucky's notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Sophomore Bray Kirk for Lyon County averages 9.6 points and 5.5 rebounds. And right now, he's got 12 points and 7 rebounds. And he's got 9 of those points and 5 of those rebounds in 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. He is.
He's really quick. He's not real big. I mean, they list him at 6'2", and I don't know.
Well, he comes full court with a head of steam, and unless somebody gets in front of him, make him stop, he just takes it to the hole.
Lyon County with the ball. Coming down, Jack Reddick, headed to Gulf Coast University to play at the next level. Here's Travis Perry, a deep three, deep top 30. Of the key, good. Uh-oh.
See one go through, you never know a shooter like that.
He's got 10, 44-23, 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Gilbert drives the left baseline, Breedlove cups it off, he puts up a jump shot, no good, shoulders, yet another rebound.
He is still the sheriff in that lane on rebounds.
Perry driving for the basket, feeds it down underneath to Kirk, who missed the shot, battles, gets the rebound back, and we got a pileup of players, and the officials jump in. And
initially, it looked like there was going to be a tie-up, but then the ball was ripped away, and Cochran ended up in a bear hug.
Cochran gets his second personal foul. First of this second half, passed into Perry. They sent a screen for Reddick, but he couldn't use it, but he keeps with the dribble. Now he drives in the lane, spins left, spins right, gives back outside to shoulders. Right side, Breedlove, open from 18 feet, good.
Just a little push shot out there. He didn't found himself so wide open, he took his time.
46. I use this illustration way too often, but slow pitch softball, somebody gets a base hit, everybody gets a base hit. And everybody's hitting the shots now. Shot put up no good by White, rebounded. And from the left side, a three is up and good by Lane Grant. Whether they need that, 46-26. Yeah. Left corner, Kirk fires a three, it's no good. Rebound, Breedlove gets it.
We're going to get Cochran again.
Now, Cochran with his third foul.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
He's just frustrated, I think. Now, Gilbert's going to come out. Coomer is back in there. And that's to give Cochran more support down on the inside.
He was fighting a one-man fight down there.
Entry pass. Comes in, shoulders. Spins, weaves, goes up from 8 feet, rolls in.
Goal by Silver.
48-26. 3:45 left in the third quarter. And almost a steal by Travis Perry. Cochran's going to launch a three. No good. Rebound comes out the floor, taken by the Indians. Getting the rebound was Connor Loy, and then he gave it off to Cochran, who put it in.
Yeah, Cochran that time with a good head fake to get the defender in the air.
48-28. Lead is 23 and a half minutes to go here in this third quarter. Travis Perry works it down very slowly on the dribble. Now starts, he goes behind the back, goes up from three, and it's no good. The rebound picked up. Racing out there is Grant, gets by for everybody, sends a pass ahead to White, back outside to Loy. His three, though, is no good. Rebound, Breedlove picks it up, or rather Reddick. Reddick races out there, off to Perry, lays it up, no good. Rebound. Thought we'd get a tie on the as they battle for the rebound, but we're going to get a foul on Lyon County, and shoulders. That is going to be on shoulders. Shoulders gets his first foul of the game, though. Second team foul on Lyon County here in the second half. They lead it by 20, and we get the media timeout with 2:58 to go in the third quarter. All Lyon County right now. The Lions are up by 20, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you.
Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Manager from Lyon County, I'm going to guess probably 10 years old, probably 11. He's got he's good size. He's going to be a big young man, I think.
Yeah, he is.
He comes and he's got a talent. He holds it up to make sure nobody steals information during the Lyon County timeout. Let me tell you, when he goes to class every day,
he's the man.
He's the man. He's helping to get these wins. Part of the reason the Lions are doing so well. And yeah. High school basketball, nothing quite like it.
You're absolutely right.
Here is Loy and Cochran working down to get across the timeline. Cochran down the left corner. No shot for White, but Loy goes for the basket, takes the pass. And
got a great pass.
White delivered perfectly to him, and it's 48-30. End of the game now for Adair County. Is Blaine Barton back in there. Reddick a deep three, good.
Yeah, that was... 27 feet or so.
51-30. Reddick's first three of the game. He's got 5 points. Here is pass over the defense to Cochran. Cochran goes down the right side. White is open for a three. No good. Deep rebound comes out. Going in, Reddick rescues it. Loy falls down. Reddick on the move. Takes it, whips it underneath. And Collins is fouled by Cochran, and that'll be his fourth. Or no, they just called it a block.
They called it a block, even though he decked Collins. Collins looking around going, what happened?
It sounded like he'd been slammed to the mat in a worldwide wrestling event right there, but Lyon County keeps the ball. Here is Perry getting the ball. Gives it back to Reddick. Perry will come over on the left wing. Shoulders out. There's a back cut. Perry grabs it. Takes it away from Cochran, as it turns out. Cochran almost had a steal. Now Perry drives down the baseline. Sends a pass way back out deep to Reddick. A way outside three. No good. Rebound, shoulders up and in. No, that was put in by DeFew, who's in the game.
Yeah.
53-30. And then we get a foul on Reddick. That'll be his first. Team foul number three. This Lyon County team, they're going to lose, you know, three guys that are going to go play Division I basketball, but they're going to have Breedlove and Kirk and Collins and DeFew coming back. And let me tell you, those guys can play the game a little bit.
They can play.
The cupboard will not be empty here outside for Adair County. Connor Loy down to Cochran, dumps it low and going under Coomer. What great ball movement.
Yeah. Got the ball right in the heart of that defense, and Cochran with a good look.
Coomer's second field goal, 53-32, under a minute to play down the third quarter. Here is shoulders, left corner to Perry. Perry drives to the lane, goes under a little baby hook shot, doesn't go, rebound tip, and DeFew gets it back, puts it up, no good. Cochran finally gets it. Cochran able to clear it. Clock down to 39 seconds to go. Long pass left corner. There's a three that is on the way. That is no good by Barton. And rebound by Collins. And he is fouled.
Yeah, White.
White picking up his second personal foul of the game. Only the second or the third foul against Adair County here in this third quarter.
It's still a fight to clear the ball after you get possession of it on the rebound to clear it out from under the basket and get it out in the lane somewhere is still not an easy task.
Here's Reddick. Little stop and go. Gets it down on the move. Goes up from 14 feet. Left short. It short. Rebound. Tipped around. And shoulders gets another one. He doesn't quit. They don't quit on the rebound. That's the thing. I mean, he got that one out near the free throw line after it had been touched by three other people. And now There's a three from well beyond the top of the key that Perry sank after the foul had been called.
Got a hand check foul out front. And yeah, he was at about the UK logo out there.
Here's Perry with 4 seconds to go. He's going to try another three. Good. Perry has knocked down three threes. He's got 13 now. But it's been balanced for this team, and it's 56-32. Lyon County. What a third quarter. They put 26 on the board in the third quarter after getting 30 in the first half.
First half, yeah.
We'll be back in 1 minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Well, in the third quarter, Lyon County, after struggling shooting the ball, it wasn't phenomenal, but it was just a lot better. 8 of 15, they hit better than 50% from the field. Made 2 of 5 threes, and wow, it was a combination offensive, defensive, rebounding showcase right there for Lyon County.
It was, and as I think we've mentioned numerous times now, they can score quickly.
And I've been really impressed with the two players they use off the bench, Carson Collins and Isaac DePue, a pair of sophomores. You play with this bunch and you learn to play the game.
And DePue got some size, and he's listed as 6'6". He's a battler inside.
Here is Collins. They bounce it down the right side. Shoulders spins, weaves, goes up, banked it in. Brady Shoulders keeps doing what he's been doing all game long. 58-32. Gilbert, a little early pressure. Connor Lloyd gets it across the timeline. Cochran moving in, goes up from 17. No good. High rebound. Lloyd gets it, goes back and lays it up and in.
Nice little spin move inside.
Got the rebound out in the lane, and then the inside opened up for him.
Shoulders has got a cut over his eye.
Yeah, wow.
A scratch, maybe.
Yeah, man, always just a scratch. I don't know. I think there really is a cut right there, and then, and just, but it's, he kind of wiped it a little bit, and I don't know. It may, probably going to require more than.
Yeah, just a.
Yeah.
Right now, he's just got a towel on it, but.
They may try to close it up.
Yeah, they're going to have to put a butterfly or something on it.
Please, no offense, don't call me with anger, those of you who love wrestling, but, they have little tricks that they can use to close wounds and stop the bleeding, and that's what they're going to try to do. But now he is coming out of the game, so Breedlove is back into the game. You know, Breedlove, a sophomore, 6'5". Picture him a year from now, maybe.
He's going to put on about 20 pounds.
And he's a pretty nice player. Shoots the ball well from the outside. He could be very good. Here is Collins looking for Perry. Couldn't get it to him. Taken away. Run the other way there. County. Connor Lloyd goes under. Goes all the way in. Flips it up. And it popped in for him. And he got fouled.
He got the foul, yeah.
7:08 to go. He's got a chance at a three-point play. And Kirk DePue gets the foul, and now Kirk's going to come in for Collins.
Yeah.
Connor Loy at the line. He's in double figures with 10. You know, the story for Coach Jeff Brees right now is with an entire team full of juniors and a sophomore, we're going to,
yeah.
He said, guys, let's play like we're going to be back here next year and like we want to be and here in this final quarter. They're down by 21. Here is pass inside, and oh, DePue broke open. Reddick found him. DePue with 8. Pretty play, 60-37. Loy splits the defense on the dribble, goes all the way down. The left-hand hook shot is no good off the glass. Rebound. And he was standing out of bounds.
Yeah, Breedlove, the ball got slapped around in there and came back to him.
Shoulders has been
doctored.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be back in there right now. You got a big lead. There's a little reverse layup by Loy, and he is fouled by Breedlove, and that'll be his second. And Loy will go the line to put up a couple of shots. 6:44 to go. I mean, it's a 23-point game. I've already put this in the win column for Lyon County, and then Deer County is still playing, but tough to make up this type of
against a defense that's pretty active with their hands and their feet.
Free throw is good. 12 points, and this one rattles out. Rebounded by Breedlove. 60-38. Perry cross-court pass, Reddick. Oh, look at him move. Beautiful feet off, and Breedlove jams it. 62-38. Right corner. A three is up and good.
That's White.
Carter White with his second three of the game. 62-41, and now a foul out front will be against Grant. That'll be his first. But Reddick the last time down. Reddick came down the left side, and I mean, Breedlove broke in from the right. And
it was on time.
Time for parting of the waters happened, and Breedlove took it and jammed it home. Now DePue is coming out and back into the game.
Shoulders.
He wasn't going to stay out. Oh, he wouldn't let the coach leave him out.
No.
Kirk's back in there. Cross-court pass to Reddick. Sends it to Shoulders. Wrapped up in there, and they take it away from him. And we get a whistle and a foul, and that'll be on Shoulders. No, it's going to be on Kirk.
We've got Kirk.
That's his fourth.
Team's third.
6:05 left to play in the game. Lyon County trying to move on to face Great Crossing tomorrow in the semifinal round of the state tournament. Two more games coming up tonight in the quarterfinals. Connor Loy down. Gilbert, left corner, three good. I would have bet on that one. Gilbert's made three threes. 62-44. There's a takeaway. Racing for the basket. Going under Carter, puts it up and in. Carter White, who has 10 points now. 62-46. Here's Reddick driving down inside. He's going to be fouled. That person will be against Connor Loy. But you got to like the fight in this Adair County team. But again, I say they all are juniors, Gary.
Yeah.
That makes a difference, I think. These guys are saying.
Hey, we'll be back next time.
Here's Reddick out near the timeline on the dribble. Gives it over, and now there's a three by Perry. Banked it in from the left side. And then he kind of shook his head like, what was that?
But I can't believe it. Perry with the steal.
Perry with the steal down to Reddick. Reddick off to Shoulders, who goes under Misty. Layup, White puts it back in. Or Bray Kirk.
Kirk, yeah.
Bray Kirk. And it's back to a 21-point advantage, 67-46. Here is a three by Gilbert. It's short. Rebound. Perry spins out of trouble. Passes down three on nobody. And going up and almost dunking it was Jack Reddick. He's got 7 points. 69-46. 4:41 to go. A three at the other end. And it bounces in for Lane Grant. And on the rebound, I don't know what happened there. We had some extracurriculars.
Yeah, there was.
I did not see. 69-49. Reddick coming to the bench. I don't really know. I wish we could tell you what happened. We won't see it on the replay or anything. Coach Ryan Perry is—he's pointing, huh? Anyway, the officials are talking, and the teams are at their benches, and
they sent them to their benches.
And let's see what's going to happen here. Conversation goes on. We've got only 4:35 to play. It's a 20-point Lyon County lead. When I looked down, all I saw was a Dare County player on the floor.
Yeah, he took a hard fall, and I couldn't see with all the folks running. I was looking for the outlet pass, and so I didn't see the action down there. But they obviously saw something down there, and they're going to consult for a while until they.
It's a physical game, plus. You got two teams that are really playing all out.
Glenn.
And the combination of the speed of the game and the fact that the officials have let it be a physical game, I mean, that lends itself. I mean, Shoulders has got a cut on his eye. I'm not saying Dare County player did anything wrong. That's going to happen in games.
Know.
But, you know, that's the reason. When I tell people I'd like the game called a little bit closer, you don't want to see players go sitting on the bench because of foul trouble, unable to play, that you came to see. But at the same time, maybe a little more control would be better.
You can't let it get out of control. And I don't
officials
know if this
come to the table right now. And I think they're going to call a double technical. They're over. Addressing the scorekeepers right now. Hopefully we'll get this.
On number 22, Brady Shoulders. That is his second, team's fourth. And also on number 4, Carter White. That is his third personal and the team's third.
So Shoulders gets his second and White gets his third, so it means
he took
those are technical fouls, but Shoulders is going to come on out of the game, and I think that's a wise decision.
And that's exactly right. Took him out.
But he was signaling. He was right in front of us. It's like he's saying pretty much, I didn't do anything. I don't know why I got that, but I think he turned, but he was a player involved in the little.
I got that impression during
the collision.
Timeout.
Here is the ball to Reddick. Way out near the timeline. Reddick starting in. Crosses over on the dribble. Keeps the dribble. Almost lost it. Gathers it in. Breedlove. Reddick goes and gets it again. Reddick on the right side.
Now to get a ticky-tack foul.
Wow.
There's still some.
That foul is on Carter White.
Yeah, there's still a little jarring going on between White and Reddick.
County Adair County fans are none too happy. Anyway, here we go. Travis Perry beyond the top of the key, starts in on the dribble, goes up from 15, and it bounces out on him. They battle for the rebound, and Coomer comes down with it for the Indians of Adair County. Loy driving, going all the way, goes under. What a play, laid it up and in. Took it coast to coast.
Yeah, we've got to stop the ball at some point. We've seen it on either side. You can't let the ball handler just continue to come toward the basket.
Here's Reddick, offensive end, and he goes in. He flips a little straight. Good shot, no good. Lloyd, the rebound. He's running down. Perry is back. Sends it off to Coomer, lays it up and in. 69-53. The foul is on Travis Perry. That's his first. And Coomer will go to the line.
Travis Perry's looking around going, wait a minute, I wasn't even in there.
Free throw is up and good. 3-point play. And
69-54.
They're within 15 with 3:25 to go. And give it to Air County credit. They still just have kept on playing hard. Down the right corner. Kirk. Back outside. Perry. Sends in left corner to Breedlove. Breedlove to Reddick. And Reddick is fouled. And that was intentional. Yeah, they were calling it intentional. But, I mean, he wanted to commit that foul. And that's on Barden. And that will send Reddick to the line for two shots. So with 3:06 left to play in the game, down by 15. Coach Bree said, let's make him make a few free throws anyway.
Yeah.
Then he puts it in. And the second one is also good. 71-54. Loy going for the basket. Gets it blocked by Breedlove. And we get a whistle and a foul.
A rebound foul, I believe. Yeah. That's going to be on Coomer.
Coomer gets only his second foul. So we get a timeout, the media timeout, with 2:58 to play in the game. The lead belongs to Lyon County. They're up 71-54, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Trey Kirk's at the free throw line for Lyon County as we come back. Kirk has 14 points. He got 11 of them in about 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. He broke the game wide open. Free throw is up and good. Lyon County has had only 3 free throws so far. They made 2 out of 3. Their fourth is up and good, but
got a foul called on the free throw.
The foul is on number 15.
Loy got a little bit overly aggressive and going to block Travis Perry off the lane and
threw an elbow in the process.
Perry gets a couple of free throws. Puts a shot up and in. Perry with 17 points now. Find one more. Got it. Those free throws make it 75-54, and Adair County get it into Gilbert, who dropped it, picked it up, puts it up and in off the glass. Good quick reaction by Dawson Gilbert, the sophomore. 75-56, Perry out near the timeline, 2.5 to go. Starts in on the dribble, now backs away. Starts in again, moves over to the right side. Here's going out to Cleveland. and driving around all through the defense is Reddick. Play a little Harlem Globetrotter deal right there. Here's Perry being fouled out front. That'll be on Gilbert. Perry will shoot two more free throws. Perry had 6 points at halftime. Now he's up to 18. And the shot is up and good. Perry shot 150 free throws coming into this tournament. Made 85.3%. 128. And he's
Pine County up to 77 points now. Just keep in mind they scored a total of 30 in the first half.
Three-point shot put up off the left wing. Rebounded by Adair County, and up is Gilbert with it. It's no good. So there is another change coming for Lyon County with 1 minute and 53 seconds to go. Reload and Dawson. They both come out for Lyon County. A couple of new faces into the game. And breaking open underneath, Kurt takes a pass from Travis Perry and lays it in.
Yeah, those guards they're going to stay in just for ball handling purposes.
79-56, only 1:30 to go. There's a three by Grant. Good.
A three-point goal by Lane Grant.
He's hit 3 3-point field goals. 79-59. Perry dribbling around. Still keeping the dribble. Four people on him. He couldn't get rid of it, but he keeps dribbling as best he could, and we get a foul. Travis Perry goes back on the line. Perry is 4 of 4 from the line in the game. He ended up with 20 points. Both these are in the bottom of the net with 1:10 to play. And the shot is up and down. Now we're going to get wholesale substitutions. Everybody for Lyon County
ready
is going out of the game.
Coming out. Well, we got Perry at the line, and everybody else is new.
Everybody else is new for the Lions. Johnson Herring is into the game. Luke Burchett, or Burchett if you prefer.
Now Perry's going to come out.
And in the game for Lions County, that's a 21-point.
Perry finishing his day's work with 21 points. Here's Gilbert for a long three. Good.
A three-point goal by Dawson Gilbert.
So the lead is 80-62.
Timeout, Adair County.
So you have a 50-point Lyon County half so far.
There you go. Rebound shot is missed outside by Lyon County. Cooper Collar couldn't get it down. And with the ball on the offensive end for Adair County. But I'm trying to find the player that just checked in. That's Matt Brady, a 6'3 senior. He's got a chance to get his name in the book. And
all right.
Matt Brady puts in a point. 80-63. Lyon County getting players in. Some of those guys didn't get to be in very long.
Didn't get to break a sweat. But
name's in the book.
Coach Perry wanted everybody have a chance to play.
Second free throw missed. Rebounded Lyon County. 37 seconds to go. There's a three. Put up. Narrow ball. Missed and back the other way. Underneath, they get it and laying it up and in is Matt Brady. Brady has 3 quick points coming off the bench with 22 seconds to go. And moving up for Brown County, or for Lyon County, we had Carson, well, I think that was Jackson Crawford who missed that shot. There's a three put up, and boy, the Lyon and Adair County fans really wanted that shot to be made by James Lacey. It didn't happen, and the game comes to an end. The final, 80-65, so one thing about it, the Adair County Indians can say, we trimmed 35 points just off that first loss. So
yeah, just 35 off of it.
If you can do a 35-point turnaround most of the time, it'll get you a win.
And Adair County, with all those youngsters, has got a lot of potential.
We'll be back to recap this quarterfinal round game as the Lyon County Lions move on with a 34-3 record. Adair County now at 29-8. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Connor Loy named to the all-tournament team from Adair County, and he had two good games. Had 14 points today, but I mean, 6 rebounds, 8 assists. He played well in both games, and he's on the all-tournament team. And now Adair County posing for a quarterfinal picture. Those, you know, hey, you get to the final eight in the state tournament, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal back home.
Yeah, getting here is a big deal. Winning a game is a big deal. Winning two games is a bigger deal.
That's a bigger deal.
Three games is a really, really big deal. And then if you win that fourth game, they let you take the banner down out of the rafters when they'll put it up here in a little bit later on. Anyway, in this game, Lyon County struggled a lot in the first half. This was a very close game. The score was 23-18. And then a little run at the end of a 7-2 run at the end of the half. The score went to 30-20, and then 11-0 to begin the second half. And
that's I
don't know. I don't know what Coach Perry had at halftime for his team, but it must have been pretty good.
Bottle it.
Yeah, bottle it. Save it. Bring it back again tomorrow if you need it. Individual scoring for Adair County real quick. Connor Loy again with 14 points, and Gilbert off the bench. He had 14 points, made 4 of 8 threes in the game. 11 points for Grant and 10 for White. And again, all of these players are going to be back next year.
Yeah, they're all underclassmen, as we call it.
7 points for Coomer, 6 for Cochran. I thought Cochran had to have a really big game today. And he was 3 of 9 from the field, 5 rebounds, 1 assist. He
was just trying to fight.
It seemed like he was always taking on 2 every.
Yeah, he was
fighting the
double
team.
One
against many. 3 points for Brady there late in the game, made a basket, and that's the scoring for Adair County. For Lyon County, Travis Perry ends up being the leading scorer, 21 points. He was only 6 of 17 from the field, 4 of 9 on threes. But in the second half, he was much better. He shot the ball better. I don't know, he just kind of found himself in that second half, and it happens. He not only had 21 points, but he had 2 rebounds. He had 5 assists. And then you had joining those two guys was or joining Perry in double figures was Bray Kirk and Brady Shoulders, and they each had 18, and Kirk, sophomore, 7 of 11 from the field, 2 of 3 threes, 2 of 2 from the line, 9 rebounds, 2 assists.
That's a good line.
That's a good line, and he had an explosive third quarter when they just really took this team out of it. Also with 18 was Brady Shoulders, 9 of 17 from the field. He had 13 rebounds and 3 assists, so a double-double for Shoulders. Kirk almost got there with a double-double, but only had 9 rebounds. But a great all-around effort by him. The rest of the scoring, Reddick had 9 points, 4 for Breedlove, 8 for DeFew, and Collins had 2 points, so their total of 80. So they have yet to do what they have done during the season point-wise, even though they got 80 today, but they haven't scored and hit close to their average yet. But they are an offensive juggernaut, no doubt about it. And they're that team that they're waiting for that opportunity to break out and have an even bigger offensive game. But I don't know. They may not be able to do that against the competition coming up, because Great Crossing is certainly
very, very quick.
Quite a foe. And here, what do you think about that contest?
Well, it's I don't know. It's a contrast in a way, but it'll be interesting to see how Marino and Shoulders go at it under the basket. Shoulders is just a dominant rebounder. And Marino, while a good rebounder, and he's got that extra height, but he's not as physical as Shoulders is by any stretch.
At least we don't think he is.
Well, at least he hasn't been.
He hasn't been. And so we're going to find out. 7-1, boy, these guys, they run the floor. Everybody, it'll be an exciting game on Saturday morning. That's just tomorrow morning when we gather here at 11 o'clock. But we're going to be back this evening, and we'll join you for the games coming up, and we'll talk about that, give you a little more statistical information from this game when we return to Rupp Arena in 90 seconds.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit AmbergesFarmMachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality, so Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Kaufman Mortuary Parlor understands the economical stress our country is in, which reflects on all of us individually. Unfortunately, death is something we cannot alter. But fortunately, you now have an economical choice during these times. At Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, we offer a full-service funeral home experience. We have a beautiful, quaint chapel to handle the small and private services, but the use of churches or a facility of your choice is offered to handle your larger service needs. People caring for people. Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, located on South Queen Street.
In the game, Gary Crawford, Lyon County, they got up 71 shots, and against Ashland, 43.
You knew they were going to play up tempo, and boy, they just turned it on in the second half.
And end up making 7 of 22 threes. That's not great, but it's not bad. And, again, they struggled. They started making some threes.
They did some toward the end, yes.
They'll need threes tomorrow, I think, against Great Crossing.
I think you're right, yes.
Yeah, I know we'll look forward to that matchup without any question. That's going to be a good battle coming up tomorrow morning. And coming up here tonight, the doubleheader will feature Harlan County and Campbell County, and I think that has the makings of
a good one,
a really good contest. Trinity and Evangel Christian. I haven't seen Trinity. I've seen Evangel a number of times this season, and Trinity able to hold off Pulaski County last night, 50-43, low scoring game. When you put a Louisville school up like Trinity against another Louisville school up like Evangel, I mean, we're talking about a strange pairing, really. I mean, no, those we're talking about
they're diametrically opposite.
They are opposed, and they don't want to play during the season, I don't think, and that's not going to happen. Probably, it may sometime. But they're going to play. They're going to play tonight.
Yeah, they're going to be here tonight, and it'll be the nightcap here tonight.
It'll be the finale.
It'll be an interesting game, no question.
Yeah. Morehead State yesterday. 39-38 at halftime against Illinois, Gary,
yeah.
And that was a fun game to be listening to or watching for a half, and then.
But it got away from.
Yeah, numbers and really. Illinois, they have enough offensive weapons. Somebody's going to kick it in at some point in time, and they sure did yesterday. But what a great season for Preston Spradlin and his Morehead State University Eagles again. They just keep coming up with good seasons under Preston Spradlin, and that will continue. I guarantee you he's in the portal right now. All he has to do is add a couple of players from the portal along with his other recruits, and, they'll be ready to roll and go again in the Ohio Valley Conference. So look forward to that. A little bit of cool on the outside today, but baseball weather is almost here. And Gary Crawford, we are ready for baseball, aren't we? We don't want the basketball season to end right now, but we're ready for the baseball.
We are. Baseball is interesting. Of course, in my neighborhood, they've been playing baseball for about a month now.
I knew you were going to say that. And the Dodger Town there at Vero Beach, I hear they've, of course, Major League Baseball owns it now. They're putting money into it.
They have. They put a lot of money into it. Replaced the lighting is much better than it was. And they just upgraded a number of different facilities. And it seems like it's a continuing project, just one after another, as they go forward with that. And they have some really neat events there periodically. Andre Dawson came into town a couple of weeks ago and held a
exhibition league type of game there.
Who doesn't want to go to Dodger Town? I mean, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
It's a special place.
It is.
Well, Gary's going to join us again tomorrow. He's going to join us for the second game tomorrow, and then we'll be with us tomorrow night for the championship contest. Glenn Leverage will join us tonight. Gary, it's always great pleasure to sit in with you and watch and talk about basketball and enjoy the night games. We will, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Very good.
Hey,
thank you.
From Rupp Arena, where in the opening two quarterfinal round games, Great Crossing has rolled to an 83-48 win over Magoffin County. Lyon County has beaten Adair County 80-65. They'll meet tomorrow at 11 a.m. We'll have it for you, but we'll be back tonight. Join you a little after 5:30 as Harlan County takes on Campbell County and then later on Trinity and Evangel Christian. For now, for Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, our executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and our entire crew, Dan Manley saying thanks so much for being with us. Be back tonight, won't you? So long from Rupp Arena.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergie's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.